This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The FBI and the U.S. Justice Department are investigating Aurora's handling of the death of Elijah McClain. The investigation has been underway since last August, when McClain died in police custody. The agencies released a joint statement this evening in the middle of an Aurora City Council meeting about aggressive police tactics used during a recent protest. The federal investigation is for a potential civil rights violation in McClain's death. Roughly 1.3 million people have voted so far in today's primary. All but about 6,000 ballots were cast through the mail or put in drop boxes. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says the percentage of in-person voting is lower in this election than in the presidential primary before COVID-19.
Which means that in-person voting is even more spaced out, and that Coloradans are taking the notion of voting very seriously and social distancing while voting very seriously. And I think that's great. We should be proud of that.
Jason Barnes cast his ballot as an unaffiliated voter today.
Independents were not allowed to participate before a couple years ago, so I'm proud of that fact and that we were able to get that to change. So I feel like it's my duty to participate because now I can.
The Denver Nuggets have closed their practice facility after three people close to the team tested positive for COVID-19. 78 degrees, it's partly cloudy in Denver. 84, mostly clear in Colorado Springs. 62, clear for Vail. This is CPR News.